First Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 to verse 12, Amplified Bible. It says, "For the one who wants to enjoy life and see good days," the Amplified says, "good, whether apparent or not." You see, because there are times when your life is good, but it's not obvious. Hallelujah. See, there are some people, it looks like you're going through a tough time, but all is well. And this is the key. "For those who want to enjoy life and see good days, good, whether apparent or not, must keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from speaking guile," that is treachery or deceit. "He must turn away from wickedness and do what is right. He must search for peace with God, with self, with others." Are you looking at this? He must search for peace with God, with self, with others. And that is the order. It is peace with God, peace with self, before peace with others. He said, "And pursue it eagerly," that is actively, not merely desiring it. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous," that is the upright, "and his ears are attentive to their prayer. He is eager to answer them," that's what it means. "But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil." And we've been talking about fight, warfare. Okay, the last series we concluded, three parts, not without a fight. And if there was anything we established in that message, is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You must always remember, people are not the enemy. Amen? People are not the enemy. The moment you start fighting people, you turn your back against God. All right? You know, sometimes people are bad, people are mean to you, and you assume that because this person is mean to me, God is against them. God is never against humanity. God is forever for humanity. You know, sometimes you look at people at times and feel like, if I was God, this person would not be alive. Sometimes you wonder because of what they have done. But you need to understand, forever God is in love with humanity. So when you want to get the best from God, you must be at peace with humanity. You must be in love, as a matter of fact, with humanity. This portion of scripture is telling you, and it's very instructive. You know, we can read this verse of scripture and close and go home. Because it's chock full of instructions. And I'm going to show them to you. But this is what the Bible is saying. That there is a strong connection between your peace and your prosperity. A strong connection between your peace and your prosperity. A strong connection. When we say prosperity, everybody wants prosperity. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants their life to move forward. This is 2020. You expect things to shift. Hallelujah. Am I right? You expect things to get better. You expect increase in your finance. You expect joy. You expect your relationships to work. You expect your investments to yield. You expect your life to move forward. You want prosperity. And the Bible is saying, you want prosperity? Be at peace. You want prosperity? Be at peace. Let's look at it from the New Living Translation. And you will see instructions there. It says, "For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many days." What does that mean? Your health is connected. Okay, years ago I was doing a research on stress. And I found out that a lot of the illnesses that we deal with as people are what they call psychosomatic illnesses. In other words, your body is diseased because of the state of your mind. It's amazing. It's not the bacteria, it's not the virus. What makes you sick is the condition of your mind. When a person has high blood pressure, what do they ask them? What are you thinking about? Is it not amazing? Somebody dies of stroke. And they say, "What happened?" "He was worried." So you need to understand, peace is not just about, "Oh, all is well." Peace is necessary for your life. The Bible says, if you want to enjoy life, if you want to see many days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. I wish I had time and I would, you know, break this down, but we don't have that kind of time. These are the instructions. You've got to start following them. From today, to be at peace means, first and foremost, as much as you can, you don't talk about people. Hello? Come on, say to yourself, I don't talk about people. Come on, say, small people talk about people. Big people talk about ideas. Come on, say one more time, small people talk about people. Big people talk about ideas. Should I switch off the air conditioners? Because you guys feel so cool and cozy tonight. Amen. Say, small people talk about people. Big people talk about ideas. But you know, we are human beings. Now we cannot but talk about people. So let me say this to you. Make sure that if you are talking about anybody and the person is not there, the only thing you say about them is positive. That's number one instruction. Look at it again. You want to see many days, you want to enjoy your life, keep your tongue from speaking evil. Don't say any negative thing behind the person's back. No matter who the person is, no matter what the person has done. Don't say something negative. I know what I'm talking about. There are so many people who are standing in their own way. And you're wondering why your life is not progressing. And it's because behind people's backs, you speak negative about them. Now, it's not because you are speaking negative about people. It is because the words you use create an atmosphere around you. When you speak negative, the environment is negative. When you speak positive, the environment is positive, regardless of who you are speaking about. Do you understand now? Regardless of who you are speaking about. First step, don't even talk about people anyway. Talk about ideas and be positive. You know, in every situation, there is a positive, there is a negative. Yeah, I know a lot of people are trekking now, but there is a positive to it. Do you know there is a positive to it? No, I mean it. There is a, you see, because the problem with people is they look at every situation and the only thing they say is evil. Now, they are not saying negative things because they are negative circumstances. They are saying negative things because they are programmed negatively. Did you see the girl who used to ride Okada, who now has a car? If there was no ban on bike, she would not get the car. Every other person, if they choose to look for the positive, they will see their own. You know those small yellow buses? Those small yellow buses, shuttle. The ones who bought them and who are driving them are now making money. Even people with horses now are making money. I'm telling you the truth. You know, some parts of the world where they don't use motorcycles as transportation, they walk more. Because they use buses, and so from your house, you have to walk to the bus stop. Yeah, there are buses, and the buses are always there. In fact, I was chatting with a friend of mine in the UK. Say, Pastor Shango, there are areas in London where there is a bus every 33 minutes. There will be a bus every 33 minutes. And but that bus is not in front of your house. So you still have to walk, okay, to the bus stop. You go shopping in an area, you go to different shops, and when you are done shopping, you will walk to the bus stop and then take the bus home. You are exercising. You hail a bike, the bike comes in front of your house, carries you, takes you to your office. See, this sedentary life some of us are living, we live it on bikes too. I'm just trying to tell you, look, if you choose to be positive, there is something positive about every situation. Watch this. If you choose to be positive, there is something positive about everybody. So that you are not speaking negative of people does not mean there is no negative thing to say. But you look for the positive, and that's what, listen, this is what I'm trying to say. Speaking behind your back does not help me. So why should talking about you hinder me from getting to where I'm going? So I'm going to speak positive about you because I'm going to always speak positive. Because if you are positive, positive things will happen to you. If you are negative, negative things will happen to you. So he says, first, stop speaking evil. Then number two, he says, keep your tongue from evil. And he says, and your lips from telling lies. Hallelujah. I know we're talking about peace, but before we get to peace, can we look at some other things? You want to enjoy your life. You know, the Bible is so simple. Christianity is so simple. You want to enjoy your life. You want to see many days. Stop talking negatively about people and stop telling lies. As simple as that. We're going somewhere. Then the next one, he says, turn away from evil and do good. The moment you know this thing is not good, don't do it. Tell your neighbor, it's that simple. You want to enjoy your life. You want to see many days. I told you on Sunday, God forgives sins, but he does not interfere with consequences. You want to see many days. You want to enjoy your life. The moment you know this thing is evil, stop rationalizing it. Stop excusing yourself. Stop doing evil and turn to doing good. Full stop. Before we now get into our message, he said, search for peace and walk to maintain it. Search for peace and walk to maintain it. In other words, peace, you will not maintain peace just because you want peace. For you to be at peace, it requires work. And the reason why a lot of people are not... See, it's easy to be conflicted. Yeah, it's easier to be conflicted. It's easier to get offended. It's easier to get annoyed. It takes work to be at peace. So he says, make every effort to be at peace and work to maintain it. Why? The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. I said, Lord, what do you mean by those who do right? Those who search for peace and who are intentional about maintaining it. Did you catch that now? When he says those who do right, in this context, he's talking about those who search for peace and who are intentional about maintaining it. The Bible says the Lord's eyes are on them and his ears are open to prayers. Hallelujah. So if you want to see many days, don't speak bad. Don't speak evil. Don't let any evil communication. Even if everybody says, oh, Nigeria is going to hell in a handbasket, don't say it with them. Everything is going down. Don't say it with them. Don't say men are bad. All men are bad. Who told you to try all of them? You say all men. How did you know? All men are bad. Okay, Nigerians or Ijebus are stingy. It's not true. Don't say those kind of things. Nigerians are unruly. It's not true. There are law-abiding Nigerians. And what you say is what you would have. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So some singles have said, all men are bad, and you are not looking for a good one. You can't find. But if you keep declaring, there may be bad people, but my own good man is somewhere. Our path is going to cross. Things are going to work in my favor. When you declare it concerning you, even if it's not going to go around, it will get to you. Do you understand? This is very simple. I'm sharing with you. Keep your mouth from speaking evil. Stop telling lies. Depart from evil. Search for peace and maintain it. He says, when you do that, God's ears is attentive to your prayer. You know, I wish I can call these 4 steps to answer prayers. The Bible is so simple and straightforward. You want God. See, some people seek God. God seeks some people. Hello? Some people run after God from service to service, from mountain to mountain. There are some people that God runs after. Those who fulfill these conditions, they speak no evil of anybody. They speak no evil of any situation. They turn from evil. They search for peace. They work hard to maintain it. God says, when they whisper, I hear. When they whisper, that's why you will notice elder ministers, they don't fight. Oh boy. You will notice elderly ministers that truly know God, they don't fight. They don't fight. There are stories I wish I could have told you right now, but I can't tell them because we are in public. They don't fight. You will hear things like, this person's food was poisoned, and the person knows the person that... They don't fight. See, because if you plan evil towards me and God reveals it, I am vindicated already. So they don't bother. They don't fight. In fact, they don't defend themselves. When you fight for yourself, God will not fight for you. But when you let God fight for you, and you know God does not fight fair. Amen? One guy was using logic to analyze God and how God handled Abimelech. And the person was like, look, how could Abraham have done bad? And yet God was going to kill Abimelech. That was not fair. What the person didn't understand, it, but he is God. You know, it's the mistake a lot of people make, that look, we can't question him. He's not in our class. God says, that guy that you took his wife, God said he's a prophet. A prophet that told a lie. God told Abimelech, you are a dead man. That's how God fights. Okay? You know the way people threaten themselves when they want to fight? God did not say, I will kill you today. God said, you are a dead man. You took Abraham's wife. So, but he's the one that said she's my sister. It does not matter. Did I not make road for you? Okay, you'll get that when you get home. Couldn't you have seen? Couldn't you have observed? Can you not see that the way they talk that? He said, but he told me, he said, you have to read between the lines. God does not fight. Listen, so the Bible says, what shall we say concerning these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? When, see, God is not going to check the records and say, oh, she did right here. When God is on your side, he fights dirty. So if you want God to fight for you, what do? You obey his conditions. You hold your peace. Hallelujah. You hold your peace. The same verse of scripture, 1 Peter 3:10-12, let's look at it from the Passion Translation. It says, for the scripture tells us, whoever wants to embrace true life and find beauty in each day. Hello, somebody. You know, some of you, out of 7 days, you have 2 good days and 5 bad days. But there is a way you can see beauty in every day. You know, no day unfolds the same. Every day is different. Some days are challenging, some days are smooth, okay? Some days you are up, some days you are down. But the Bible says it's possible for you to find beauty in every day. It's still the same instructions. What does it take? It says you must stop speaking evil, hurtful words, and never deceive in what they say. Whoever wants to embrace true life and find beauty in each day must stop speaking evil, hurtful words, and never deceive in what they say. Always turn from what is wrong and cultivate what is good. Look at the next line. Eagerly pursue peace in every relationship. Make it your prize. You hear me say that statement? It is better to be at peace than to be right. Oh, some people are still waiting for the title of the message. It's the Peace Protocol. The Peace Protocol. Okay, the Peace Protocol. All right? It is better to be at peace than to be right. It is better to be at peace than to be right. In other words, in every relationship, I hope somebody's getting it. If you are doing business with somebody, don't make the profit you are going to make your priority. Make peace with that person your priority. I'm laying a foundation tonight. Amen? So the question is, what is peace? What is peace? What is peace? Okay, it's a simple English word. It means a state or period in which there is no war, or a war has ended. When you say peace, is a state, a condition, a period in which there is no war, or a war has ended. So synonym of the word peace are words like tranquility, calmness, restfulness, harmony. Now the musicians understand. See, you are not yet at peace if you are not in fellowship. This peace we are talking about is not just peace within you. It is peace with God, peace with you, and peace with others. One note cannot give us harmony. So when you hear accord, you can simply also say accord. Are you getting that? Accord. Accord. Harmony. Okay, I don't want to belabor the issue. For you to have harmony, you have a minimum of 2 notes. For you to have the kind of peace we are talking about, we're talking about you in fellowship with other people. So the Bible says in your relationship, seek peace. Not any other objective. Peace. Okay? The opposite of the word peace is conflict. So when we say you be at peace, we're saying you are in a state where you have zero conflict with anybody. Somebody says zero conflict. Now listen to me, as children of God, that is the standard to which we have been called. Zero conflict. Somebody says zero conflict. Zero conflict. Paul the Apostle says, as much as it depends on you, be at peace with every man. Not your family members, not your friends, not your tribesmen. Every man. You know, some people are in conflict with people they have never met. There are some people that hate people that they've never dealt with. So somebody you know, who knows somebody you know, worked for a Lebanese. You have never worked for a Lebanese in your life. But you just say to yourself, Lebanese are wicked people. Okay? They are slave drivers. They will come into our country and treat our people anyhow. None of your family members has worked for Lebanese before. Then you will go to the mall and you will see a Lebanese and anger will be boiling within you. You don't know the person. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's a conflict I'm talking about. You don't even have to get into a physical fight. Inside you, there's just turmoil. Hallelujah. The opposite of peace is what? Conflict. Okay? Conflict. Now, in the Old Testament, it's the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom. And if you see Jews, you see they greet themselves, shalom aleichem. It means be peace unto you. The Arabic is salam alaikum. It is peace unto you. Yes. It's a word. Amen? You know the way we sing, the Spirit, Christ has given us the spirit of sonship or whatever, by whom we cry, Abba Father. When a Jew hears you say that, you understand? They're like, what's your problem? It's like saying Daddy Father. Because the word Abba is not spiritual. It's the word Father. Daddy, essentially. You understand? We say Daddy. Okay? The Jew says Abba. I was watching a movie not long. It was not a Christian movie. Do you understand? And the little girl was talking to her father on the phone. He says, Abba, Abba. And I'm like, wow. Oh, this spiritual word in the Bible. Abba, Father. It's Daddy. Because somebody started looking at me kind of funny. Pastor, have you switched? When I said, Salam Alaikum. It is peace. It's a language. Okay? Peace be unto you. When you see a... In amongst Jews, especially in the evening, Shalom is the greeting. Shalom is the response. It's like when you say good evening. When you get into the house, when you are done with the person and you are going, what do you say? Good evening. So you say shalom. When you are going, shalom. And it is peace be unto you. Now listen to this. Cornelius Platinga, he said, he wrote in the book, okay, the book is titled Not the Way It's Supposed to Be. All right. He said, in the Bible, shalom means universal flourishing. Please pay attention. Wholeness and delight. A rich state of affairs in which natural needs are satisfied and natural gifts fruitfully employed. A state of affairs that inspires joyful wonder as its creator and savior opens doors and welcomes the creatures in whom he delights. Shalom, in other words, is the way things ought to be. Peace is the way things ought to be. In the New Testament, okay, I'm going to try my best to pronounce this word correctly. Okay, you know the New Testament was written in Greek. Okay, it's the Greek word irene. Okay, some call it irene. Some call it irene. For some people just say irene. And that's actually what it means. Peace. Irene is peace. Okay, but that is the modern bastardized version. Okay, irene, peace. It's from a root word that means to join. So you see, we can't talk about peace if other people are not involved. The moment you're talking about peace, we're talking about you in fellowship, you in teamwork with other people. Okay? It means to join. It means, by implication, prosperity. It means one. It means quietness, rest. It means to set at one again. Do you understand? When you take a batch of dough and you pieces it into like 20 places, to be at peace is to take all the 20 pieces and make it one. That's peace in the New Testament. Are you listening now? Peace. So why is shalom important? Why would the Greek Jews greet themselves shalom all the time? Because peace is the atmosphere where God operates. Peace is the atmosphere where God operates. Psalm 133 and verse 1 to 3. It says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people, can you see it's not you alone now? When God's people live together in unity, it is like the precious oil poured on the head, running on the down on the bed, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It's as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there, the place of unity, the place of peace, is where the Lord bestows is blessing, not blessings. So when you see the word blessing in the Bible, it's talking about that endowment that comes from God, the type that was on Abraham, the blessing. So you need to understand the connection between this series and the last one. In the last one, I told you that because it belongs to you by prophecy, does not mean it belongs to you actually. It belongs to you by prophecy means you have access, you have a right to it, but you have to fight to get it. Are you listening to me? You have to fight to enjoy it. Now you need to understand, in Christ you are blessed. But to truly enjoy the blessing, you have to be at peace. That's what I mean by the peace protocol. It's like saying, if you're leaving this job, you are entitled to 5 million. Okay? The moment you resign from this job, you are entitled to 5 million. But you know, the day you drop your letter, you don't get 5 million. Okay, let's leave that alone. When you go to the university, you go for classes, you write your exams, you pass your exams. Okay, when you enter, they told you at the end of this course, you are going to get a degree. How many of you know clearance? And sometimes clearance is more difficult than exams. Do you understand now? Yes, you sat for the exams. Yes, you saw your results on the board. But before they give it, for those who have collected their certificate. Because some of you, what you have is to whom it may concern. You don't know what it means to go to school yet. For them to, you see, because the moment you get that certificate, they can't take it away from you. So for you to get it, there are protocols. Do you understand? So when David said, I will enter his courts with thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his courts with praise. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. He was saying, praise is the protocol of God's presence. But peace is the protocol of God's blessing. Please get it. The God we serve is a God of principles. If you want power, pray. If you want money, give. That's why I know those prayer warriors are not necessarily not buoyant. I don't know if you had those brothers. They pray a lot. Now, there's nothing wrong with prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man maketh power available. Amen? The same way you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. But if you are not trading, your blessing will remain spiritual. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Trading is the vehicle through which you translate heavenly blessings into material blessings. Do you understand? You can give birth to a child in America. The child is entitled to be called an American, but there is a process you must go through to collect a birth certificate. That you gave birth and did not process the certificate meant you wasted your pain. As one scripture I'll share with you on Sunday. Believers must understand that in this kingdom of God, there is order. And there is a way things are done. That's why I'm talking about the peace protocol. You can pray about it. You can fast about it. But if you don't know how to engage peace, the blessing is not going to rest. When you want to see God work, you want to see God move, what must be in place first? Peace. So when Jesus was going to pray, watch this. Jesus was leaving the earth and was going to pray for us. He had only one prayer point. John chapter 17. What was his prayer point? That they may be one as we are one. Because that's the key. You understand what I'm saying? That is the key. That they may be one as we are one. What happened in Genesis 11? When God saw people who spoke the same language, who had one intention, God showed. See, anywhere you see oneness, God will show up. That's why the most powerful thing you can do in this life is get married. And the most disservice you can do to yourself is get married and not be at peace in that marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So it's better to be at peace than to be right. Because the moment there is peace, God will show up. So the Bible says, and it came to pass, after Jesus was ascended on the day of Pentecost, that the disciples were together in one accord. So the Holy Spirit manifest. You want to see God? Peace. Amen. You want to see God? Peace. And that's why if somebody is trying to cheat you and you allow yourself to be cheated and you are at peace, God will step in and God will vindicate you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you are going through something difficult. Just, and I'm going to try my best in the course of this series because you see, you can't teach peace. You can only experience peace. Are you listening to me? Peace can't describe peace. But peace is like when you want to buy, when you want to buy a gift, you don't know what you want, but you know it when you see it. And that's the way peace is. We can use different words to describe it, but it is when you feel it that you know. So I will try my best. See, but when you are at peace, okay, the Nigerian equivalent of peace is Odeshi. You know when you're just like, nothing they happen. You're just chill. You're just cool like that. Okay, I'm running ahead of myself. But let's wrap it up. They said I got 5-6 minutes. Okay, let's wrap it up tonight. We'll continue on Sunday. So I said peace is the atmosphere where God operates. All right? And this is what I found out in the Bible. I'll just give you one scripture tonight. I found out that peace and prosperity are Siamese twins. Peace and prosperity. So you see, you don't have to run after prosperity. Run after peace. Because if you catch peace, you have prosperity. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 10. Get ready to pray tonight. Isaiah 66 and verse 10 says, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in an overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. The moment you see peace, you see what? Prosperity. Hallelujah. Let's take that as foundation tonight. We'll push it further on Sunday. I'll show you on Sunday how you can be at peace with God, how you can be at peace with yourself, and how you can be at peace with every man. Now somebody's wondering, is it possible? You know, I've never been discriminated against all my life until I went for a conference. And you know when you're looking at people and it's obvious this person does not like me. I don't know how many people have been there before. You just know, I've never met this person before. This person does not know me. In fact, let me tell you one incident. I went to use the restroom at the conference and you know everybody was coming and going. And this guy could practically not wait to run out, because a black man was in the restroom. But the challenge for me was, all I felt towards him was love. And the reason why it was, if I grew up in a place where I was discriminated against, maybe the way he was behaving would have had an effect on me negatively. But I was amused. As in, I was amused. I felt like running after him. Ah, and if you know me, me, Pishex, if you know me, Lagos, hey, me, Pishex, that people want to be friends with. As I'm talking to you right now, I have well over 400 friend requests waiting on Facebook. If you know me, guy, come, know me. I don't know if you felt like that before. See, he had hate towards me, but I had fellowship with the Holy Spirit so much, I couldn't reciprocate. Hallelujah. Let me just put this little secret in your hand as we go tonight. Your reaction is not a function of provocation. Your reaction is a function of your inner reality. Did you get that? Your reaction is not a function of provocation. You say, it was the one that looked for my trouble. What were you doing with trouble? And then you have the trouble that is branded. My trouble. Do you understand what I'm saying? My trouble. Say, he looked for my trouble. So you have trouble. Or somebody says, after I finished giving him a piece of my mind. Oh, they didn't tell you. The guy went to the supermarket and bought sniper. After you gave the person a piece. And that's just a piece. You know, there are some people, when you tear them to pieces, the only thing that can come out is blessing. Stephen was not trying to be righteous. Have you been stoned before? Have you been mistakenly stoned before? Guys, when we were kids and we used to kill lizards with catapults, and your friend mistakenly aimed for you instead of the thing can be very painful. Stephen was feeling pain, but his reaction was love. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a function of piety. It's a function of fellowship. So Jesus, in the same breath, when he was talking about the Holy Ghost, he told his disciples, he said, peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Amen? I talked more about that on Sunday. And he was talking about the Holy Ghost. So Galatians chapter 5 helps us to understand that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Amen. Can we take a moment and just fellowship with the Holy Spirit? You can't make a habit of His presence and not be a man or a woman of peace. Come on, somebody.